Australia's borders are nothing much more than lines on the map, but each line has its own rules and regulations. One state, for instance, allows you to humanely carry as many cattle on your truck as it will hold. A neighbouring state actually puts a figure on it. A tradie working close to two states often has to have two trades licences so he or she can work both sides of the border. New South Wales has become the first state to appoint a cross-border commissioner, a position designed to give advice on ways to resolve the bureaucratic inconsistencies. Meredith Griffiths reports.
Living near the border of two states comes with its own set of challenges.
And I live relatively close to a border myself. If you have a meeting in Queensland, are you talking about Queensland time or New South Wales time?
The Mayor of Glen Innes, Steve Tom, says in the recent floods, people had to check two different websites to find out about road closures in the two different states. And he says it can be hard to access education and health services.
They might live in New South Wales, they have a Queensland postcode or area code, and when they go to apply for services, emergency services or whatever, they're viewed to be in a different state, so they come under different administrations, and that can sometimes cause frustrations.
Steve Toms has just been appointed the first New South Wales cross-border commissioner. The Deputy Premier, Andrew Stoner, says Mr Toms was picked from a wide range of candidates after the full-time job was advertised.
The role of the cross-border commissioner is to actually talk to those communities about the issues that affect their everyday lives and bring those to the attention of the government, along with recommendations as to how we might resolve those long-standing anomalies that in many cases have been around since before Federation.
There is cost-cutting going on across other parts of the state in the community services portfolio. We're hearing about transport, job losses perhaps. Is this really the time to be creating a whole new position that of someone who's going to earn more than $200,000 a year?
Well, this was a commitment made by the Liberal and National coalition when in opposition. It's one of the election commitments that we're absolutely going to deliver on. So far, we've got a 100% record. What we promised, we've done, and this was a promise, and we're going to fulfil it.
He says businesses in cross-border areas are financially disadvantaged.
Businesses tell us that they face a raft of higher charges in New South Wales and probably more red tape. A good example is the work cover regime, which we're keen to reform to bring the work cover premiums in line with the other states. But there's also issues around, for example, fair trading regulations, registering a new business name, etc. These businesses on the border often have to do it twice and pay double fees, and they're trying to deal with different sets of regulations. It behoves us to make New South Wales a more competitive place for small business, and we'd like to bring our rules, regulations and fees into line with other states to make New South Wales more competitive.
Mr Stoner also hopes the new commissioner will recommend how to fix interstate anomalies about how much livestock can be transported in one truck and inconsistencies about licence conditions for young drivers. Mr Tom starts in his new job next month and will begin by touring around border communities to hear their problems firsthand.
Meredith Griffiths.